Were high-profile hacks coming from a Chinese military group?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. A computer security firm is releasing a report today that links cyber attacks here in the U.S. to hackers inside a Chinese military group. The Chinese government is denying the allegations, which come from a company called Mandiant. For more, let's bring in Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz, who is in Shanghai for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so first of all, what does this report say?
Well, Mandiant claims it's tracked one of the world's most prolific cyber espionage groups to a single building here in Shanghai, about an hour away from where I sit right now. In its report, it alleges that this building is occupied by a Chinese military unit with hundreds, maybe thousands of employees that for the last 7 years have hacked into 150 different businesses and organizations, mostly in the United States. And they were across more than a dozen industrial sectors, IT, transportation, energy, aerospace, telecom, you name it. And the Chinese Foreign Ministry today called the allegations groundless, and they were based on rudimentary data.
And you've done some digging of your own found some questions about this report.
Just a little. You know, Mandiant included a video in his report of a Chinese hacker doing his business in real time. And in the video, the hacker signs up for a Gmail account and in doing so inputs his cell phone number as a verification step. The narrator of the video from Mandiant says the cell phone number is a Shanghai number and he reads it out loud. Well, today I called that number of the supposed Chinese military hacker. The number rang and an old woman answered. I told her I was a radio reporter and she agreed to be interviewed. And here's some of our conversation. So I'm telling her here that her number was in a report as the phone number of a hacker, and she says she is not a hacker. In fact, I had to explain to her what a hacker was, and she told me that she's a 69-year-old farmer and that she's had this phone number for many years and that she's never used it to launch a global cyber attack. She also told me nobody had called her to verify whether the number was one belonging to a hacker, so it was a little strange. Again, Mandiant said this number was used on behalf of a Chinese hacker. Now, my call doesn't really prove anything to the contrary, but it does provide a little additional information that the report left out.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.